This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Yesterday's storm forced the cancellation of a weekly mainstay, the Tuesdays with Toomey rally outside U.S. Senator Pat Toomey's Philadelphia office. After Election Day, activists set out every Tuesday at lunchtime to question the senator about Donald Trump's cabinet picks and to call him out for even a whiff of rubber stamping Trump policy. Toomey ran as a moderate Republican. Nowadays, Tuesdays with Toomey protesters rally outside many of the senator's statewide offices around a single request that he listen to his Philadelphia constituents at a public town hall meeting. Toomey has not held a traditional town hall meetup in years. Jessica Lennick and Nancy Chacko are with the Tuesdays with Toomey Project. Each recently attended impromptu small group meetings with the senator. Jessica Lennick tells me still their request stands.
Every week we ask for time during our usual Tuesdays with Toomey rally, and every week we are denied. A few Sundays ago at 7:30 in the evening, one of our organizers got a call from Senator Toomey's scheduler asking if we were available at 10 a.m. the next morning. We had to try and put people together in a very limited window of time on a work day in the middle of the business day to come and speak to our senator. And he expressed in this meeting that these sort of small group closed door meetings are effective, that he can hear the needs of his constituents effectively that way. The people that he needs to hear are the people who can't show up in the middle of a business day, the people who can't show up with 15 hours worth of notice.
How long was the meeting and what did you discuss?
The meeting was a little under a half an hour, and because we felt that we could not represent Philadelphia adequately, our only ask was for a town hall so that he can hear his constituents in Philadelphia.
And what did he say?
He said that someday, sometime, somewhere, he will surely hold another one and that he could not guarantee that it would be in Philadelphia.
Nancy, what was your experience meeting Senator Toomey in Harrisburg?
Ours was a complete surprise. I was there for other reasons in Harrisburg and went to the Tuesday with Toomey rally. Afterwards, we were told a couple of us could hang back and go upstairs, and we believed meet with a staffer. On our way through security, we learned that Senator Toomey was actually there. It was five of us who got to meet with him. It was about 45 minutes we spent, and the topics we covered were very varied and wide-ranging, primarily because we had no prep time. We had no idea this was coming, so there was no chance to talk to even amongst our group to see what are the issues that matter today, what are the issues that everyone else wants asked. We could only ask what was top of our minds.
Did you feel like you accomplished anything?
I learned that Toomey is a man who can listen. You know, he did sit and listen and pay attention and really engaged with us. I don't actually know that we changed his opinion on anything. I don't actually know that we furthered the cause of also trying to get a town hall. That was my last ask that we had for him, was to have an in-person town hall in Philadelphia. And one of his staffers jumped in and started talking about the teletown halls that he has and how engaging and wonderful those are, which I personally, and I think most of us, disagree vehemently that those are engaging or useful.
The teletown halls.
Yeah.
And Jessica, the teletown halls.
With a teletown hall, just like his in-person meetings, you're given a minimum of notice. His last telephone town hall, I believe he gave 90 minutes worth of notice. And again, the teletown hall was in the middle of a workday. You have to have access to a computer or be able to be on your phone for an hour. While I do commend his staff for selecting questions that were challenging for him, they're still curated questions. It's still people being sent through the filter of his staffers and not being able to express themselves. It is also quite a different thing to have a single question asked by a single person than it is to have a question asked by a single person and have a room full of people being able to express that that question also matters to them.
And there's no chance for follow-up either. So if all we're doing is listening to what Toomey believes, I don't see how that's actually furthering anything.
What's ideal, Jessica, in this town meeting? Like, when it meets, who can go, how long it is?
I would not want to be the one to prescribe this exactly, but I would say that a town hall would be in a place where many people could go. I know that when Senator Casey was planning his upcoming town halls, they realized that the demand would be great and they were looking for venues that were would house at least 1,000 people. I don't think that in a city of almost 1 million people in the greater metro area that being able to fit 1,000 would be too much. It should be at a time when the vast majority of Philadelphians are able to go. you should just be able to get online. And if you are one of the first 1,000 people, you should be able to get in. It should be democratic.
And Nancy, your ideal format for a gathering with Toomey would be what?
I think it would be pretty similar to what Jessica said. It should be a chance for people to speak their minds and for Senator Toomey to have to look people in the face and say, my policies are not in support of you. And maybe that's right. You know, we can't serve every single person's individual needs, but we need them to be heard in order to understand what's going to benefit the majority of the people.